David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor. And today I'm very excited because we have our very special guest today. It's Ron Beckenfield. He is the CEO and the founder of Superior Source Vitamins. And he's here today to talk about a couple of very important topics that he wants to share with everybody. One thing we have to realize is that ageism and longevity and how healthy eating and healthy living and a holistic approach to life can actually improve your health and your longevity. And also to talk about some other issues along the way that can help you and your with your daily life and help you with live a happy, healthy, and productive life. So, Ron, tell everybody a little about yourself, what you do, and how you got started with all this, because it's an amazing story.
Well, I'll be 80 years old on August the 25th. It really started from my mom, who's very interesting. I'm a first-generation Hungarian. My parents are immigrants. And she always believed in healthy living, especially coming from the European, where they didn't have all the processed foods and right. So on and so forth. So that kind of like carried on the way we were growing up, me and my sister and my father. And always, you know, she made a lot of scratch foods. And in those days when we were young, they didn't have so much packaged stuff around.
Right.
It was a little different. And then she made us kids take vitamins at a very, I was taking food supplements probably at 11 years old. There wasn't many places to buy them or health food stores. And I had that kind of upbringing that way. Now I've always interested in the sport and health and so on and so forth. And that just basically from there, my life kind of evolved around that. And I really enjoy it. The challenge of taking care of yourself. And you might call it a training or working out. It's always been I've been training and working out since I'm 8 years old when it wasn't so popular. Mm-hmm. And I'm very motivated, even basically 8 years old as I've ever been right now. And then I started my company in 1969 out of the trunk of my car. In those days, there wasn't a lot of vitamin companies around. So I'd go to a small lab and have some stuff. I was selling mainly the bodybuilders. I was selling liver tablets and some protein powders, which were horrible in those days. They used cyclamate in it. That was a sweetener, and that got banned.
Mm.
And I would just have a few products, and I would put my own brand, and I would go out of the trunk of my car. And there wasn't a lot of health food stores. There's some health food stores and some gyms and some drug stores, and I just went selling. You know, I'd go out and make the sales, come back and get the product ready for shipping in the evening. And I'd get up and I'd go to the gym at 5 a.m. I was there at 5 always, and then work out till about 7, basically, which is, I think was too much.
Right.
And come home, eat my breakfast and just go about my business. And the company just kept on, you know, I started that. I went to my trunk that I was using the trunk of my car. People used to tease me, you know.
I think it's amazing. I think, you know, what you've done is truly amazing. And for people who are, you know, you look great for your age, first of all. Yeah, you look amazing. You don't look your age at all. And, you know, what is your secret? What, you know, what do you do that you think made a huge impact on your health and helped you get to this point in life where you look so great for your age, you feel great, your energy level is really high, you have great stamina? You know, what are some of the things that you do in your life that you feel has made a huge impact on your health?
I think the most real important to start as a foundation is a discipline of starting to take care of yourself. Hey, there's 24 hours in a day. You're going to work 8 hours a day. You're going to sleep 8. And it leaves you 8 hours. How effective can you be at that? And if you should, and just for a peace of mind and be enjoy your life. I think you need to put a little time into yourself.
Yes.
Whether it's any form of exercise, as long as you're moving. And now these days with the great food and choices, I mean, you can't go wrong.
Right.
And the knowledge, like people like you giving us knowledge out there, you just can't miss. Just, you got to stay the course and be a little disciplined and don't get lazy.
I think sometimes people get confused because the food industry can be very tricky with their labeling. And you see a lot of labels that say healthy food, healthy this, healthy that. And, you know, you look in the back of the food and it's really a processed food is what it is. And, you know, but people, you know, because they see the word healthy and they see that, you know, it's going to help them lose weight or it has nutrients or it's going to do this, you know, they immediately think it's good for them. You know, what's your eating habits? Like, what do you, when you focus on when it comes to buying food
before,
when you're in the supermarket?
Before I go there, the most important thing, another thing besides just, if you want to eat healthy, start taking care of yourself, learn how to read labels.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know how to read labels, serving size, so on and so forth. First thing I look at is right out. The first thing I look at when I look at a label is a serving size and sugar. First thing I look at is that sugar right off the bat. That kind of, when there's a lot of sugar, kind of that goes to the trash can, that type of stuff. I'm not interested in. So reading labels is very, very important. And it's almost impossible in this society to not buy some kind of packaged good. There's a lot of good packaged goods around, but you have to learn how to read labels and don't be fooled.
Right.
It's very important. That'll show you what you're going. And then back to the regular foods. If you start learning how to read labels, then, you know, you don't have to count every calorie, but it's still calories in and calories out. Mm-hmm. And if you eat fresh food, you pretty much can eat all you want.
Right.
Greens, a pound of greens is 100 calories. I like to see you eat a pound of greens every day. it just, those type of things, have a balanced diet, and you do, everybody's with a no carbohydrate routine. You need carbohydrates.
Yes.
Where are they going to come from? And not, and they'd be proportionally. And just eat fresh food. Like this morning I had breakfast. I had 6 egg whites. I had some fresh fruit, a little cantaloupe, and I had some raspberries, and I had a little bit of potato. And then with some herb tea, then I took some supplements. Then maybe 3 hours later, I'll have a protein drink. And there's so many good proteins. If you want to go the vegan, they're wonderful, wonderful things. With they're very low calorie. Most protein drinks per serving is around 150 or 200 calories at the most. Some are under 100 when you go into the vegan type things, the pea proteins. I use them as a meal. I count them as a meal. And they're, to me, they're very, very, very filling.
Yeah.
So maybe 3 hours later, I'll have another drink, 2.5 hours. And my body gets accustomed to all this. But if that time comes 2.5, 3 hours, I'm hungry.
Right.
Then I'll have that. And then generally 3 or 4 hours later, I'll have a lunch, which would be consistent of might be some salad or some. I like the hummus. I eat the baba ganoush, very low calorie, very, very healthy. I eat a lot of cottage cheese, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
People poo-poo on the milk product, but milk's good, you know.
Yeah.
That I have. You can even get these wonderful cheeses if you want to cut the fat out. There's a lot of that around.
Right.
So much good food around back there was 20 years. 50 years ago, they didn't even have nutrition and labeling. They didn't even break it down.
Right. Exactly.
Believe it or not, I eat a lot of, then that's for then. I might have another protein drink. Dinner, I'm not afraid of the carbs. I'll have some pasta.
Right.
Some fish, swordfish, salmon, stuff like that. Fresh vegetables. I don't drink any fruit juice at all of any kind because it's condensed sugar.
Yes.
I'll eat as whole. That's a great tip to your listeners because, a glass of orange juice is loaded.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather eat the whole orange. I get the fiber. I get everything.
Yes.
Pretty much that. And I change the foods around a lot. But it's sometimes for breakfast, I'll only have some yogurt with some nuts and fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I get tired of the eggs.
Right.
But I'm always, the protein drinks are a real staple for me.
Yeah.
Because I get hungry in between meals. And another tip is really works after dinner. If you generally are hungry sometimes and you're full, I think everybody gets that feeling.
Yeah.
You know, it's either a fat craving or a sugar craving.
Right.
And I'll take a handful of good nuts that are not salted or any other stuff in them. I'll eat that a ham, and that sometime will do get that craving away.
Yeah.
And it's not a lot of calories, and it's like a late snack. So sometimes I end up eating five or six meals a day.
Right.
And another thing you talk about, people don't like to talk about, is your bowel movements. Very, very important. If you're eating good, you will have several a day.
Right.
I notice a difference if I kind of have a cheat day, which I don't do very often. I don't feel so great.
Right.
And sometime once in a while, I'll have a dark chocolate with it. It's at 72% cocoa.
Yes.
A little more healthier chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
And no alcohol. I have a glass of wine once a week, maybe. But and nice, steady, just a steady. I like that routine.
Yes.
It works for me real well. And I think it would work for a lot of people. Just, I know everybody's busy, especially being a mom with the children and here and there and running this soccer. And, and it's endless.
Yeah.
Making the dinners and so on and so forth. But you could just give yourself some time to yourself every day. I think the best time to do is knock it out first thing in the morning, so you're not saying, you kind of got it in the back of your mind, and if you don't do it, you kind of feel bad about yourself.
Right.
You miss it and knock out what you got to do early in the morning. So you get up a half hour early. It's not the end of the world.
Right. I think one of the biggest mistakes too is that people go to they go to delis where they have fresh food already made. But then if you ever look at the back of the ingredients, there's so many things that they're putting in the food to make it taste good, that the calories are maybe not too bad, but the fat intake is huge. I went and I saw Brussels sprouts and I looked in the back, and the back had almost 30 grams of fat because of all the olive oil and all the other ingredients, and they put butter and all this other stuff. But if you weren't looking at the ingredients, you would just look at the Brussels sprouts and say, oh, Brussels sprouts, I like Brussels sprouts. And then you would buy it. But then if you look in the back, a lot of these foods have really high fat and calorie content. And sometimes it's just better, get in a nice, easy cookbook and just learn how to make your own, or even going on Pinterest. I have friends that, they get such great healthy recipes off of Pinterest. And, but a lot of times people buy food and they think it's because it's fresh and they think it's going to be healthy, but it's really, what are they putting in there? Just like if you eat a salad, a lot of people, and they gorge salad dressing on it. Well, that defeats the purpose,
Correct.
You have to be really careful with that, I think. What do you think?
Well, I agree. It's just like if you went and bought a car, you're going to look at all the little extra stuff you're going to pay for. You're paying for that extra stuff. Or back to what you're saying, a lot of that stuff is just to give them shelf life.
Yeah.
And they use a lot of that for shelf life. So eating fresh is good. But there, I think if I'm not wrong, there's companies now that, if you're really extremely busy, you can get fresh food ready.
Yes, I've seen that.
Pre-ready to go. All you got to do is heat it up or do whatever you got to do. But there's so many choices. It's unbelievable. I mean, it was never there.
Right.
You really don't have to slave over a in the kitchen.
Yeah, for sure.
You just got to watch, buyer beware. I mean, or going back to your healthcare with your, you get your car oil changed, a few times a year? You mean you can't get your teeth cleaned a few times a year? I mean, it's a lousy car. It has no feelings or nothing to it. I mean, it's just something.
Yeah. When you talk about when you have to take care of your mouth and your teeth and good hygiene, I've known people that have actually had, come down with illnesses and ended up very, very sick because of their hygiene. They had infections and they waited too long the infections got worse. And I know, you know, at least two people that had a heart attack because of their hygiene, because they had mouth infections that weren't addressed right away. And sometimes you might feel something in your mouth, or something might not look right, or you might be chewing and it's not aligned right, but you wait to go to the dentist. And, you know, sometimes it has to do with healthcare and the cost of, you know, but it's worth it. It's, you know, at least to get
for
the,
put the maintenance in your car, Stace. You put the maintenance in your car more than you do yourself.
Exactly. Very true.
I mean,
that is
you know,
so true.
We're,
so
I mean,
true.
Come on, man.
Exactly.
I mean, it's in life, whatever you put in, you'll get. The way you make your beds, the way you're going to sleep in it.
Exactly. And it's funny you say that, because I've known so many people that will spend more money in a restaurant or in their car and other useless things. And when it comes to their own health, they neglect themselves. So it's true.
Nothing feels better when you're feeling good about yourself. Just like when you go shopping, you buy a new dress or new clothes. It really feels pretty cool.
Yeah.
Get excited. You got to have that feeling about yourself all the time. When you put energy into yourself, there's no negativity there, and you'll
right.
feel good about yourself all the time.
Yes.
I think it's really important. It has nothing to do with money. It's something you can do for yourself. It's nothing you can really buy.
Yes.
And it's worth everything.
100%.
To me, because I've been doing it for so long, and that's what makes me tick. And I don't think everybody could have that as much discipline as me, but there's enough where there's you can walk a fine line and still be real, do everything and get everything done. Wake up a half hour early.
Right.
That's a big deal. You know,
it
if
is
you get
a big
up at
deal.
6, get up at 5. I get up at 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I got up this morning at around 4. I did some cardio. I did some stretching about an hour.
Wow.
And because I do have the time, I actually work out twice a day.
That's
I
great.
Actually work. And then I'll go to work. I'm still working at my business, and I'll
That's
come home,
amazing.
And then I'll do a workout, or I'll go over to the gym in Santa Monica there and do what I got to do. But I enjoy it.
Yes.
I don't do it because I actually like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I get a good, I get a high from it. I don't know what
Yeah.
you want to call it. It's a high.
Right.
It makes, that's what makes me go. And it's been working for me, basically 70 years.
I think it's great, because like one of the things you mentioned, you know, that you exercise, and you mentioned that you drink a lot of water earlier, because back in the day, people didn't drink water when they exercised, you had mentioned. But, you know, now water is very important. But I still think a lot of society doesn't drink enough of water. And that's one of the reasons when you mentioned about constipation and other stuff, you know, people don't put enough of water in their body. A lot of people lack, you know, hydration. And it's very important to have to drink a lot of water. How much water, by the way, do you drink?
I drink as I feel like it, but I'm drinking to keep hydrated. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a routine, and just put the energy and time in yourself. Nothing feels better. I mean, you can mask it. I find out as you get older, to make you feel better, the females is buying clothes and handbags and jewelry, and the men is cars.
Yeah.
And it's great, but it's not a substitute for the real deal. Really feeling good with inside and putting the energy in inside you.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it just works for me. And
yeah.
I know a lot of what works for it. It takes just a little bit of discipline, but it's not that difficult.
But, you know, we have a lot of people who are 45 and older who watch this show, and so many people want to look younger. They want to feel younger. They don't, you know, we're at a society where we want to have longevity. We want to live as long as possible. We want to feel good. People are, you know, really more interested in, you know, trying to keep that youth, you know, and hold on to it as long as possible. And I think you've done a great job doing that. And I like some of the ideas and some of the tips that you give. Like, what supplements also do you apply? Because I know as we get older, we kind of become deficient in many vitamins and nutrients in our body, and we have to replenish them. So what kind of, you know, at your age, what type of vitamins and supplements do you incorporate? Besides the protein drinks, are there other things that you incorporate?
Well, to be honest with you, my dad, way back in the day, he had prostate cancer. So I was afraid it's going to run in the family. So with my research, I found out, you know, saw pimento, beta cytosisterol for the prostate. There've been some good tests, and I kind of go where I might have some genetic problems, and that's one of my. I work on that prostate, and thank goodness my PSA of all these years is still pretty low.
Yeah.
And anything that you might have a hereditary problem, try to work on.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it doesn't hurt that you try to do your best.
Exactly.
And they're only supplements. Nothing beats the real deal, the good food.
Yeah.
I take the beetroot powder with apple cider vinegar.
I love that.
Yeah. It has the apple cider vinegar, which if you use that, supposedly keeps you in a pH balance, which you really can't get sick.
Right. I mix that with my matcha tea. Like I'll have matcha tea throughout the day and I'll actually put a scoop of that in the matcha tea and it actually gives a nice flavor to it. Having both of them in the matcha tea plus the beetroot gives a nice flavor.
It's very pleasant. And I think what amazes me is I take this collagen. We put our product called Beauty Collagen. And my nails, I mean, years ago, I maybe cut them twice a year. I got to cut them every week now.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't believe how my nails and everything just grows from that. It's been incredible.
It is. You know, I realized as I was getting a little bit older, you know, I started becoming middle age. I realized that when I got little cuts, it took forever for it to heal. And I couldn't understand why. And so then I did a little research and I found that a lot of times when we have cuts or we bruise easily, it's because it's our collagen is low. And because our whole body is pretty much made of collagen. But as we get older, we produce less of it. So when I started taking collagen, my ability to heal wounds and also just my nails, my skin, everything improved. And I take it every day.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Yeah, we have a product we call Keto Collagen.
Mm-hmm.
And it has 10 grams of collagen. And I before I work out, I generally only drink coffee before I work out. And I put that in with the coffee.
Oh, wow. I like that idea.
It's delicious. I mean, it's a real treat, actually.
I like your keto collagen. I tried it. I like it very much. And
did you put it in the coffee?
I've never tried it in the coffee. No.
That's the best.
I'm a big tea drinker, so I would put it in my tea, actually. And I've never tried it in coffee. I'm going to try that. I'm going to see what it tastes like. I like that idea. I feel it's so important. I think people
The only time I take caffeine is before I exercise, but I drink, I put a mixture of chamomile tea and green tea together. I drink that every morning.
Oh, really? The chamomile doesn't make you tired?
Excuse me?
The chamomile doesn't make you tired?
No, it kind of, I use it for just a relaxer for my digestion and so on.
Okay.
A little green tea.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much on a daily basis.
Okay.
I make sure another thing, I use lemon in there. Again, another thing that'll keep you at a pH balance using lemon. I'm giving you all the tricks of the trade here.
I'm listening. I'm absorbing everything you're saying.
I use lemon on my tea always. Fresh squeezed lemon.
Really? I like that idea. Actually, my father's Greek. He does that also. Maybe I should start doing
that.
Not
from the bottle.
So great. No.
But fresh squeezed that. Yeah. That. Back to my other thing, I take this lycopene again for my prostate.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be so careful because it's so prevalent in society, especially for men as they get older.
Well, it's diet related, and it really is. It's like you go to countries like Japan where they eat a lot of pickled foods what is it called? They preserve them, and they tend to get more stomach cancers. Now, Mexico, where they use a lot of tomatoes, which is loaded with lycopene, a lot of that type of thing. They don't get the prostate cancer. So a lot of it's diet related, a lot of stuff. If you keep putting enough poison in you, you're going to get it, you know?
Oh, For
It's
sure.
going to come back and bite you.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I
There's no
agree.
guarantee in life. Everybody's probably going to live about the same. And what is your quality of life? At 80 years old, are you going to be active, sexually active still, every way you can think of active? I think it's real important.
Yeah, it
You know, all
is.
these little things you took for granted now become very important as you get older.
A
They
hundred
really do.
percent.
You know, you're doing all this, and then as you get older, you know, you want to keep doing these things that make you happy, whatever they may be.
Right.
And if you're not healthy, you're not going to be happy.
Exactly.
I'll tell you that right now for sure.
It's so important to maintain good health, because I notice a lot of people as they get older and they get medical problems and certain issues, or they become chronically fatigued, they become depressed because they think back of what they used to be, and they see themselves now, and they become depressed, they become less active, and then they start wondering why they're getting joint pains and why, they don't feel good. And
Yes.
it's because their lack of circulation, lack of movement, and it all is because they're focusing on what they used to be, but they should be focusing on the present and trying to make changes. And by changing your whole
Absolutely.
way of holistic living, and that means eating the way you eat, the way you sleep, the vitamins and the nutrients that you incorporate into your body, the supplements you incorporate into your body, can change your whole life around.
Absolutely. And I always made a promise to myself. I really don't want to spend my later years chasing around to doctors. I just,
Yeah.
even though I get a physical, I get my blood pulled, I get my blood checked a couple times a year, but I just don't like going to those medical buildings and go through all. I just don't care for it.
Yeah,
I made
I
it,
feel the same
I'd
way.
rather put a little more time into myself and maybe keep me from chasing around to the doctors. And I just think just a little bit of discipline and stay with it. It'll make you feel good too. And it gives you a purpose in life. A lot of
Yes.
people, and you can't go wrong. There's no winners. There's no losers. There's only a winner if you take care of yourself.
A
Not
hundred
everybody's
percent.
going to have a magnificent physique, but you still can be healthy. And it doesn't take a lot just to keep your eye on the ball a little bit. Like I mentioned,
Exactly.
the
Yeah.
labels, eat good, fresh food. You can eat all you want. And be moderate at the booze and that type of thing.
Yes. And I think people don't realize too, a lot of these foods have dyes in them, which could lead to cancer. And that, is trying to stay as fresh as possible is pr probably, I think, the best way, don't you think?
Fresh food is much all you want. You can eat all you want of fresh food. And let me tell you, it's pretty hard to get even 2,000 calories to eat fresh. It's pretty rough. I'm on about 1,800 calories. I'm eating, well, for instance, my breakfast is maybe 300. I'm
Right.
guessing I could be off 50 calories. My protein drink's 150. I have two of those. Another, some at 600 calories. I have 300, 400 calories for a lunch, and maybe a bigger than a dinner, 500, 600. I'm still like under 2,000 calories, and I've ate a lot of food.
Yeah.
And it's not, they're not condensed calories like you get these muffins. You go over to one of these Starbucks type places, those things are like 1,000 calories. I mean, you're finished.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you never could have one, but pick your poisons, I mean, not every day.
Exactly. Yeah, no, moderation. The best health coaches will say you could have these type of foods every once in a while, but like you said, moderation. Treat yourself every once in a blue moon, but it's something you can't do on a daily basis, on a frequent basis.
Well, if you're eating good on a regular basis, and I hate to say, even if you had a cheat day, you still got, let's say you're eating five meals a day,
Yeah.
six is 30 meals. So you go out of that, you take one cheat meal out of 30. It's a very small percentage.
Right.
Even if you ate three cheat meals in a week, it's only 10%.
Right.
If you could keep it under that, I think you're doing good. Not good enough
Yes.
for me, but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you think about how many meals, if you eat four meals a day times 7 days and
Yeah.
one cheat day,
Exactly.
so you still got a very low percentage of quality versus not quality. Now you go the other way, you're pounding three or four bad meals a day down. You just, yeah. And everybody wants to follow diets. That's all a bunch of bunk. That's all a bunch of bunk. I mean, if you don't want to eat red meat, okay. There's a lot of great substitutes. You can eat a lot of other things that'll give you quality protein. And I think protein is extremely important as you get older. Things have changed. It used to be a half a gram per pound of body weight. Now it's up to over a gram.
Yeah.
And you do need fats. You do need carbohydrates. You do need them. People, you know, no carb diet. That's all a bunch of bunk.
Now, when it comes to good eating habits, like what do you feel about meat and fish and chicken, all those types of foods? Do you incorporate that into your diet, or do you just stay away?
I don't eat much red meat, but what I do eat is farm raised or grass fed. All the eggs are that way now. You can get them in any supermarket. Another one's a real good one for me, and people don't eat it, is this buffalo bison. It's leaner than chicken.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
I eat that quite often, and that works. I eat the buffalo and chicken, fish, salmon, swordfish. I eat sardines, canned tuna and water. You be careful, you know, it's what you mix with that stuff, the mayonnaises and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Get the stuff. That's where the calories, the dressings. If you don't watch the dressing, do you get hammered with 400 calories right there?
Oh, for sure, 100%.
Yeah, you don't know what hit you. But if you learn how to read labels from my beginning statement, that is really get you a foundation of what to eat, what not to eat. And like I say, you don't need to really count your calories. If you really want to be a real stickler, really, you can.
Yeah.
Or weigh your food. It's too much hassle for me.
Yeah, I feel like it's too much hassle too. Like I know people who do it. And for me, I just don't have the patience to do that. So I just try in my head. I'm looking at what I'm eating. I'm eating as healthy as I can. And I don't, you know, go crazy. If I buy something in the store, I look at the back of the labels before I buy it. But when I come home, I just try to have normal sized portions. And you notice the healthier you eat, the smaller portions you need and you get full. And to eat slow, that's a big thing. People sometimes gobble their food down so quickly that they don't have time to digest. And then what happens is they're eating more than they actually really need. You know, they just take a little time to eat.
Especially late at night when you're full, and then that's when the problems start.
Yeah.
You go for the sweets.
Yeah.
And so I mentioned just a little bit of I'll mention Trader Joe's. I got a great nut selection there. I get different ones. I mix them together. Yeah, I've been doing that for decades and decades. There's so many good places to get food. Years ago, it was so limited. All these supermarkets, they want to make a profit. They'll sell whatever. And if clean food is the deal, that's what they'll sell.
Right. Very true.
And there's more and more of that coming around. And like I said, I keep on going back to this discipline. It's everything.
It is.
You got to start off in the morning. You got to, I think, you get busy and you get torn here, stuff always comes up. You have to drop this for something more important. Start first thing in the morning. Give yourself 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want to do. You want to go for a walk. You want to do some yoga, some Pilates, or use the bands now have become very popular. So you don't have to go to a gym. You can do some resistance training.
Right.
And there's great people like you putting out information. It just never was available. And people should be lucky there's people like you around to do this and be helpful and be sincere.
Right.
Then you start hanging around people with commonality like we have.
Yeah.
And it's very nice. I like the gym atmosphere myself personally. I've met lifelong friends there.
Yeah.
We all got the same interests. And they might only be, I only see them when my gym buddies are there, but it's still, I look forward to it.
Yeah. It's also a great motivation when you see other people exercising around you, and you're more apt to do it better because you get motivated when you see people around you doing it as well.
Yeah. And everybody will get results. Not everybody's genetically sound. Every now and then you get these, they're just genetically sound.
Yeah.
You know, they got a leg up. But nothing beats consistency, and you just do the best you did. Everybody will get results.
Exactly.
They take care of themselves. And I would say dramatic results.
Yes.
It's not that hard.
No, it's not. And if you had to actually take a couple of takeaways and emphasize on a couple of things that you feel are important that we discussed during this whole conversation, what are some things you'd like to tell the listeners when it comes to really living a healthy life and being able to feel good in your middle age and older age? You know, what are some things you'd like to stress and make people understand the importance?
To be honest with you, people like you is very good for this business. It really makes me feel good that there's people like you around. And I won't do a podcast with just anybody. I'm very choosy. And I only want to deal with people that are on the same path as I am. And I like giving back. Life has been good to me. I've done very well. I have a great life. And, you know, this isn't my give back, my limited give back, but we need people like you.
Oh, thank you.
Very important. I mean, I'm sure you get thank you letters. Like, you changed my life, or you got me going in the right direction. I'm told I'm very inspirational to people. I get it. I mean, like, on a daily basis.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. And I believe what I firmly believe in everything I'm saying.
Well, it shows, you know, you're not just talking it, you're walking the walk.
I'll give you the arm shot there, hon. Yeah, it makes you feel good. I mean, I like to look at, you know, I like to look in the mirror and I like to feel good about myself. I mean, who the hell doesn't? And it doesn't, it's not, it has to do with, you know, money or anything like that. Just feel good. And you can feel good for actually nothing.
Right.
Actually nothing. You got to buy food anyway, so you buy right food. And if you exercise, don't really cost you anything.
Right.
And, you know, everybody got 24 hours in a day and time goes by and the years go by. Take it from me. They do.
Yeah.
And just take care of yourself and enjoy life, you know.
I love it. That's
make
awesome.
Sure you make sure you take Superior Source supplements.
Yes. You know what? I love your, I've been using it for, I don't know how long I've known you, and for a very long time, and I've used your products, I think over 6 or 7 years now. And I love it. I love it because it goes underneath the tongue and it just dissipates and you don't have to swallow any pills. And that's one of the things I love about it. And it works so effectively, you know, and everything tastes good. You have some flavored supplements also, you know, and
right.
It works really well. And I like that because so many people have come up to me and say, well, I don't like taking vitamins because I have to swallow the pills. And, you know, and some people will take gummies, but I'm not crazy about gummies because I don't feel they're potent enough. I think they're
Sugar.
more potent, you know, when they're in a vitamin form or they go in right into the bloodstream, if they're in liquid form or if they're like you have underneath the tongue, it dissolves, goes right into the body, into the bloodstream. And, you know, so, you know, I think having vitamins like yours, which is unique because it goes underneath the tongue, it dissipates, and then it goes right into the bloodstream, is really effective because I can't tell you how many people, including family members, that don't want to take vitamins because of that. They say, I can't swallow pills, or they had a bad experience one time swallowing a pill and they never want to swallow a pill again.
Not only that, really, besides that, the major thing is our product is we're one of the first companies that ever come up with what we call clean. Most tablets will have, here's another tip when you read the liver. You're going to read what the potencies and how much this and how much that.
Yes.
Go into other ingredients where you will see the chemicals. The
yes.
Stearic acid, silicon dioxide, sand. I mean,
yes.
And I can go on. And sometimes the inactives are more than the actives.
Oh, yeah.
When you got a nice sized tablet, maybe weighs a half a gram, and you got only and you got a quarter of a gram of actives, what are the inactives?
Right.
And those are basically all chemical driven, flowing agents and so on and so forth. We don't use any of that.
Right.
We use a tiny bit of lactose, which you don't swallow, and a little stevia now and then, or a natural flavoring in a very, very small tablet, goes right under your tongue. We call it microlingual.
Yes.
And we're the only ones in the world that produce this type of product.
Yeah. I've never seen them anywhere
else.
There's
no other company that does this but us in a vitamin form.
I love it because you don't have to swallow anything and it goes right into your body. And like you said too, like I can't tell you how many times I've been in a store, I look at the back of the bottle on the ingredients. And
other ingredients.
Yes.
But at the very bottom after
yep.
listening to other ingredients.
Yes. And then people don't realize too that the coating on the outside, you know, it could be very cheap and it doesn't work well, or it could have ingredients that aren't good for the body. And some of these tablets, they have coatings on the outside and it runs right through the body. It doesn't even stay in the body that long because
it's called a film coating. Most of them use it so you can swallow them easier. If it's just a straight compressed tablet,
yeah,
coating's a little rough, so use a film coating. Before they used to all art of, they're getting better at it now. They're using it more of a natural material on the coatings, but you're still getting a lot of chemicals and flowing agents to make the tablet. We don't use, ours are molded tablets. They're not compressed under heat. So we don't use any of those ingredients. And even if you don't want to put it under your tongue, the tablet is so small, it's the size of a pea. You can just swallow it either way.
And
Very effective. And we have about 100 products like that.
I know what makes me amazed too is that sometimes I'll look at the back of a vitamin bottle, and let's say I wanted to get something with biotin, let's say, and they have so many different other things in the bo and in the bottle, and the least amount is the biotin,
Oh, absolutely. That's what you, absolutely. That's beginner reading tab. Biotin generally, the going rate is about 1,000 mics. 1,000 mics is 1 milligram, and the tablet weighs 250 milligrams. All that is other stuff. And a lot of times, the inactives are more expensive than the actives. All the, like I say, the flowing agents, the fillers, and so on and so forth. And
That's what
we eliminate all those completely, and everything's put in a bottle, and it goes into a nice box. It's all sealed up. All our raw materials come in, are tested for heavy metals. We test 3 times during the process. We make everything in our own plant, and we make sure and nothing goes out that door unless it's 100%.
I love
No
that.
way, no way. And I've been doing this close to 60 years.
Well, I have to say that I am a true testament. I've been using your vitamins for a very, very long time. I stopped using a lot of different brands, and I focus on your brand because I see the results. You can tell when you're using something good because you can see the results, you can feel the results, and you want something that's pure and clean, and you
That's right.
and it makes a big difference. It makes a
No
huge difference.
GMOs, any of that stuff we have.
And I think it's great that your prices are reasonable. They're not
No, we're
like
not a
crazy.
pricey line. Most of ours is at retailer of $10, $12, $13. You know, you want to give value.
There was like I picked up a bottle of pomegranate one time, and the bottle was almost $100 because of the packaging that it did. They probably paid so much on the packaging that they had to up the price, but the only thing they had in there was pomegranate. How cheap is
Not
pomegranate?
so much that. Now, the cost, the business has changed so much that the cost of marketing, and you got the marketing costs through the Amazon and those guys and advertising, and you have to have it to make it. Unfortunately,
But
that's just the way it goes.
I like that your prices are reasonable and your product is great. I
Oh,
think
very. We have a lot of stuff. It's under 10 bucks. Very reasonable, and the qualities are always and easy to take. No big tablets, like you mentioned.
And where can people find your vitamins?
Besides Amazon and the usual internet sellers, Walmart, pretty much anywhere. We have an awful lot of retail, Sprouts, Vitamin Cottage, Vitamin Shop, thousands of independent retailers.
And where can we, you have a website also that people can go on to.
SuperiorSource.com.
Well, this has been amazing. I love talking to you, Ron. You are truly a mentor to
You're
me.
the queen of health. We're going to change your name. You're doing a service to this world and this country, and I hope you really appreciate it because we need more people like you instead of all the bullshit artists out there.
Well, I think you also are a mentor, and I think I admire how great of a health you're in, and that you take such good care of yourself, and that you look great for your age. I hope I could look as good as you when I hit your age.
Who's my undertaker, right? Gotta have a sense of humor here. And
Of course,
I
of
hope I
course.
can put a message to people who just listen and just take that little bit of time to take care of themselves and put some time into themselves for a peace of mind as well in this crazy world we're in. I think it's really important.
Of course, definitely, 100%.
Yeah, just take a breath and just step back and give yourself a half hour of whatever. Meditation, anything you want.
Yes,
I'm
it's
on
very
board with everything.
important. It's very important. And I always tell people 70% of illnesses are caused by stress. So exercise, meditation, you know, take a walk around the block, anything. But release that stress, open up your eyes and enjoy life while you have it.
That's right. And if you take care of yourself, it makes things, you can just do more stuff.
Yeah.
I can do pretty much anything that I did 50 years ago. Pretty much.
I believe it.
Pretty much.
Well, Ron, this has been wonderful. I love talking to you, and I can't wait till we talk again. Ron has a podcast on our channel, and you can go and see all his videos, all his podcasts, and he's also on our YouTube channel, and you could see him at The Advisor on YouTube, and I just love you, Ron. You are the best.
I love you, too. You're the best. I wish there was more like you around.
And I wish there was more like you around. You have a great day, Ron.
Same to you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.